So here we are, members of the Leeds Meditation Group, sitting in a large hall, church hall, a large space that we can expand into and welcome all who may come to listen to this talk. It is said that, and I believe it's true, that when one approaches physical death, that it is a surrendering of control over one's failing body, perhaps also failing mind. Well, death and life, living, are so close, like a doorway between living and dying and death, like a flapping door, which any of us at any time can pass through with ease. And so in life, we can surrender ourselves to the process of living, which means, on a certain level, letting go of or giving up a struggle or a fighting within oneself and with your environment, with our environment, and allowing the great universe, which has no edges, to support us as we surrender in the most positive way to the support of Mother Earth as she exerts her pressure, her influence, her force, you might say, up through our bodies from the Earth and from gravity, that exerts pressure that keeps us from floating off into space. So we're held in that physical way. And perhaps now as we sit, you can notice in your bodies little bits and bobs of tension and accept that. You could say a little mantra would be to look up whilst giving up, look up in faith and trust that the great universe, however you might conceive of that, exerts a kindly and benevolent influence in our lives, as when submitting oneself to water and not thrashing around in the water and allowing the water to hold, be buoyant within the water and not fight the water. And by not fighting the water or fighting life, we move with ease and grace, meeting the conditions that come to us and respond in wise and compassionate ways. Conventionally, it is seen that we are moving through time, We have a past and we have a future. And we inhabit space. But on a deeper level, this is why meditation, formal meditation, as we are endeavouring here today, sitting, has a unique place, because it is a time when we deliberately decide not to do anything or go anywhere, both physically and mentally, but to allow ourselves to be held, to cease from fighting and struggling, physically or mentally, and rest. Be in balance, be supported. And in this, I hesitate to say place, conventionally, yes, we are here in this hall in Leeds, near the university. The conventions and the common understanding of time, linear time, and space, linear, lose their ordinary meaning. And samsara, the world of the opposites, in which we are born into and into which we live, and nirvana, come together, not being separate. It is said that the greatest of all questions for Buddhists to understand is the meaning of birth and death, because when we have that deeper understanding of birth and death, that they are not opposites, that we dwell in limitless, boundless time and space, we are no longer bound by birth and death. We are indeed truly free. And still, we get up from our sitting place, wherever listeners are, and get on. But knowing that, within that, getting on, it has a depth and a dimension that is often lost sight of in the hurly-burly of life, but is nonetheless the reality of our lives. Shakyamuni Buddha sat on Vulture Peak in India, 2,500 and however many years it is ago, and gave a talk. We too now are sitting on Vulture Peak. We are always sitting with the Buddha on Vulture Peak, listening to his teaching. In that way, time and space collapse, and lose their ordinary meaning. So I encourage anyone who wishes to sit quietly, surrender. Surrender, and you will and are held and supported by the Buddhas and ancestors, those who have gone before. And the Buddha's influence will be like a gentle breeze. flowing through your every move, moment, action. All it requires is that we pay attention, listen, and what is needed will be there to follow. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.